Praise God. Thank you for sharing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. How many is happy? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God we don't have a complaining spirit, right? That's right? Hallelujah. Good to see everyone in the house of the Lord. So good to hear of reports of healing, isn't it? Reports of what God can do. And when we obey the Lord, He begins to move for us in a mighty way. When we obey God. Everybody say obedience. Obedience. Obedience is very important. Praise God. I'm going to preach to you on Jesus this morning. Is that all right? Can I preach Jesus? Hallelujah. If you would turn to St. John chapter 1. The Lord changed my message this morning. I think I'm going to preach the message, not this Wednesday, but I'm going to preach it next Wednesday, the message. But the Lord changed it this morning. And how many knows that you have to follow the leadership of the Spirit? You have to follow what God is leading you to. Amen? Praise God. So St. John chapter 1, and we'll start at verse 14 through 18. And I told somebody earlier this morning that I was going to preach on why Tennessee is going to win the national championship this year. And some of them don't like that this morning, what I just said. Right? Somebody's wearing a Georgia Bulldog shirt in here somewhere. Who is that? So praise the Lord. Amen. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get in the flesh and get mad and stuff. Hallelujah. So we're going to get in the Word. Amen. Y'all ready for the Word? St. John chapter 1, verse 14 through 18. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory. The glory. Have you seen that glory? Praise the Lord, I have. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of what? What else? You know, a lot of times we separate grace and truth, don't we? We separate it, but grace and truth go together. Everybody say, full of grace and truth. You hear people say, well, we need to tell the truth. Well, truth's not without grace. Grace and truth, next verse. And John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, this was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. And of His fullness, not halfway, not a quarter, but of His fullness, the baptism of His Spirit, the baptism of His grace. And of His fullness we have all received. Everybody say received. Does it say achieve? Sure doesn't, does it? Does it say achieve? It says, of His fullness we have received. Jesus said, freely you receive, freely you give. Listen, everything we receive in the kingdom of God, it's never by achievement. It's never by self-effort. Are you with me this morning? It's never by your self-efforts. It's always by the grace of God. Everybody say, the grace of God. And of His fullness we have all received, not achieved, and grace for grace. Does it say grace for works or works for grace? It says, and grace for grace, grace upon top of grace. Listen, the whole reason why you're here this morning is because of grace. There's a reason why Jesus said grace two times in this verse, isn't it? Grace, 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 grace. When people tell me, they say, Brother Sam, how'd you end up in this point in life, grace? Why are you here this morning, grace? Hallelujah. Why are you preaching the Word, grace? Hallelujah. Praise God. When people ask you the question, you know, how did you get that? How'd you get that degree? How'd you get that, grace? Are you with me this morning? I know that's pertaining to some of you. Is that relevant this morning? It does. It pertains to our lives. How'd you get that job? It's because of me. Grace, guys. Grace for grace. It's all because of Jesus. Everybody say, Jesus. Hallelujah. I love this message. And of His fullness, we have all. Everybody say, all. We have all received, and grace for grace. Anytime we get to the point to where we give anybody else credit or give ourselves credit, we have missed the mark of His fullness. Everybody say, of His fullness. Everything that God has, we've received. Of His fullness, we have all received, and grace for grace. Next verse. For the law was given through Moses, but he's talking about grace and truth again. Twice. This is the second time he's talking about grace and truth. And he doesn't separate grace and truth. They go together. But grace, and what does grace mean? Let's read it this way. For the law was given through Moses, but unmerited favor, unearned favor, unearned. Everybody say unearned. Unmerited. You didn't earn it. You didn't merit it. You don't even deserve it. Undeserved favor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, all you have to do is receive. How do I get saved? You call on the name of the Lord. How do I get baptized with the Holy Spirit? You call upon the name of the Lord. People make it so hard, don't they? They got to add in. They got to add to it. Well, you got to call on the Lord, but... Well, you got to call on the Lord and you got to do... No, you just call on the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. Everybody say grace, grace and truth. For the law was given through Moses, but unmerited favor and truth came through who? Jesus Christ. You know, anytime you talk about Jesus, people are going to get saved. I'm telling you, His word will not return unto Him void. You keep preaching Jesus. People, listen, if you ever get tired of hearing, if you ever get tired of listening about Jesus, then you don't know Jesus. Amen, church. They say, that pastor, he's preaching Jesus all the time. Well, what else is there to preach? Right? What else is there to preach? We have all received, and it's all because of Jesus. You mean Jesus loves me after what I've done? Yeah, and it's all because of His grace. You mean Jesus forgave me of all my mistakes and all and my past mistakes and my sins? Yeah, it's all because of His grace. You mean Jesus still talked to me after I made a mistake this morning on the way to church when I got into an argument with my family? Yeah, He still loved you. Grace! Everybody shout grace! Hallelujah. Grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And we'll read that next verse. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. Another word to put there, where declared is, He has explained Him. If you want to know what the Father's like, look at Jesus. Read about Jesus. All right, everybody say law. Everybody say grace. I see a big problem today, even with Christians and believers, that they can't distinguish between law and grace. They mix it up. You cannot mix law and grace. For the law came through who? Moses. Grace and truth came through who? Jesus. There's a difference, isn't there? Well, so what is that telling us? We can't mix it up. All right. Law, listen, this is very critical that you get this. Law is based on what you do. Law is based on what you do. Grace is based on what He did. All right. How many here wants a powerful prayer life? Amen. If you're praying from the position of law, you're always trying to get God to do something that He's already did on the cross. Did y'all catch that? He's already did it. Law is based on what you do, works, self-effort, what I can do for myself. Grace is based on what Jesus did on the cross. All right, I'm not going to pray from a position of law. I'm going to pray from a position of grace. Right? So I pray like He's already did it because He did. Amen. Amen. By His stripes we were healed. Right? It's already done, but in order to see that promise manifested and demonstrated in our lives, we've got to pray from a position of grace, not from law. Amen. You remember when the Ten Commandments was given on Mount Sinai? We weren't there, but do you remember reading it? When the Ten Commandments was given on Mount Sinai. And it was not in God's original plan, but God gave the law to show people their condition, not to save them. Did y'all catch that? Not to show them. The law whips me to the cross. Because the law shows me, man, I've got a dark heart. You know why the law shows me my condition? You know why? Because it's good and it's holy. And I'm not good and I'm not holy. And the law has showed me my condition. Where am I going to go now? Where am I going to go? I'm going to go to grace. Amen, church. So the law whips me. It whips me to the cross and says, you know what? The law shows you your condition, and the only thing that can save you, you better run to the grace of Jesus Christ. You better run with everything that you have. You better run to the grace of Jesus Christ. But today, we mix law and grace, and we'll add works to it. Amen. Hey, Dennis, can you turn to Romans 11:6 for me? Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for Brother Dennis this morning. Amen. He's helping us with the verses. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. This is good. Okay. And if by grace, then it is no longer of works. What's that telling us? It's either of grace or it's of works, but it can't be both. And if by grace, then it is no longer of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. You put your works in there to be saved. What's he saying right here? It's no longer grace. Glory to God. Y'all say, I didn't know that verse was in there. It's in there. But if it is of works, it's no longer grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. What's Paul telling us? He's saying, quit mixing law and grace. It's all grace. It's sheer grace. It's not because of what I did. Listen, I hear people say all the time, look at my ministry. Look at what I did. I did this and I did that. They got saved in my ministry. They got saved when I... Listen, it's all because of Jesus. You need to learn how to build God's kingdom, not just your thing. Right. Amen, church. Only by the grace of God. So what is it telling us? What is it telling us? It means that I can't work for my salvation. I can only receive. Did y'all catch that? Amen. Hallelujah. See, this makes me shout. It makes me jump up and down and get excited because it takes the burden off me of trying to achieve, and all I have to do is receive. Amen, church? Amen. Everybody say receive. Receive. The world will tell you you got to achieve. You got to do. You got to do. Jesus already did it. Jesus did it. All I have to do is receive it. And you say, oh, that's the secret to victory. That's the secret to praising God. When we see Elijah going crazy on the pulpit, when he's up there praising the Lord and he's leading worship and he's going, hallelujah, come on, church, let's praise the Lord. It's because I believe I can speak for you right here. It's because he believes in the finished work of Jesus. He understands grace. He understands it's all been done. It's not that he's trying to get God to do something. He's just in a state of thanksgiving. And when you understand that you can get into a state of thanksgiving, God begins to move. God begins to move because now you're not trying to manipulate God. You don't have to manipulate God. You don't have to treat him like a business transaction because he already did the work. He already did the work. He gave us grace. It's not by works. He gave us grace. We are justified by faith alone. The just shall live by faith. And this is why Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power, the dunamis of God, the power of God to everyone that believes. So it's the power of God that is working in our hearts. It is the power of God that is working in our spirits because we understand that God, through Jesus Christ, could only do what nobody else could do. This is why we get excited. This is why we give to the kingdom of God. This is why we come to prayer meeting on a Wednesday night or on a Sunday night at 5 o'clock. This is why we come to church on Sunday morning, is because we are acknowledging that the work is finished and that Jesus ascended into heaven and he is seated at the right hand of the Father. And they ask me, why ain't Jesus standing up there? Because he's done. Because when you're sitting down, the work is done. You don't have to sweat for your salvation. You don't have to be tormented and think about every day, am I saved? Am I not saved? Am I saved? Listen, you're saved on your bad days and your good days. You are justified by faith alone. You say, I don't feel saved. It don't matter. You are justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. You say, well, that person that gave their life to the Lord, they're over here crying and they're over here shouting, and I gave my life to the Lord. Why ain't I doing that? Because we all react differently. We have different responses. But listen, I am saved not based on how I act, not based on whether or not I cry for 3 hours or 5 hours. I am saved based on sheer grace. You say, well, how do you know you're saved? Because God's word says that I'm saved. It is by grace. It is no longer of works. I can't go to church enough to be saved. I can't give tithe enough to be saved. It's all because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You say, well, why do you give then? Because I am saved. Why do you help the poor? Why do you do these? Because I am saved. Amen, church. And I see this a lot, and I'm real big on helping charities, and this is good, this is great, this is great. But don't let your motive be wrong in thinking that's going to gain you brownie points or get you closer to God. Listen, you're doing it because of what he did. Everybody say grace. Thank God we're not living under law. Thank God we're not living. The law showed me my condition. Said, look how bad you are. Look how bad. And there's people today that will mix law and grace. Mix it. And you know what will happen? They'll listen to the accuser. What does the enemy do? What does the enemy do to us today? Listen, he can't do nothing. Listen, if you're saved, if you're born again, he can't do nothing with you. Do you hear me? He can't do nothing with you. But you know what he can do? Try to condemn you with his voice. How many's ever had those two voices? Right? You're not crazy. How many's ever had those two voices, right? You ain't good enough. You ain't good enough. But the preacher said I was because of what Jesus did. I don't need to go to church because of what I did. No, wait a minute. What are the preachers? Oh, what does Jesus say? Wait a minute. Yeah. What does Jesus say? Well, Jesus said, he made me good. He made me worthy. You see, the voice of condemnation. You know how you get a better quality of life? Stop listening to the voice of condemnation. Stop listening to that condemning voice. Because if you start condemning yourself, guess what will happen? You'll start condemning other people. How many's ever seen people judge people like crazy? Judge. Right? See, I've even seen people judge churches. Right? They'll say, this church ain't got no noise. This church is dead. This church, and they have no idea whether or not these people may be, God may be talking to these people. Y'all hear me? And people judge quickly, very quickly, very quickly by what you wear, where you're from, Polk County. Right? Where you're from, what you wear, what you do. Man, they'll judge you right on the spot. But if we will be least judging and more graceful, I wonder what would happen in the church. Amen, church. I wonder what would happen if we would start showing grace to the sinner. If we would start showing grace to the people who have been shunned. Nobody wanted anything. Nobody wanted anything to do with them. Listen, the Bible says that we were enemies to God. We were enemies to Jesus. But Jesus came and he died for us. While we were yet his enemies, Jesus came to reconcile us to the Father. I did a video this morning. I wished I could be as good as the pros. I messed up. I do those videos on Facebook and sometimes. But I got on there and I said, blessed are the, I wanted to share this word because God had put the verse on my heart. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Right? For they shall be called. If you don't understand grace and you can't distinguish between law and grace, you'll never be a peacemaker. You'll always, and people will look at you as someone who is always trying to force something down their throat. You with me? You're trying to force this thing down my throat. You're always trying to push this thing on me. You're always trying to push this thing on me. Listen, you got to love them first. Because people don't care. Listen, people don't care what you know unless they know you care. I'm sure some of you have heard that before. Amen, church. I start hollering at them. The Bible says this, the Bible says that, the Bible says this. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Because they don't have the spiritual capacity to receive what you're saying. But when you show the love of God, it begins to open up their heart. And they begin to receive what God has for them in their lives. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Why are you here this morning? Grace. Everybody say grace, grace. For grace. Listen, if you don't understand grace, you'll live a dysfunctional life if you can't distinguish between law and grace. When the Ten Commandments was given on Mount Sinai, you know what they said? They said, we'll do this. All that you say, we'll do it. What happened next? They built a golden calf, didn't they? They said, we'll do it. We can do it. We can do it. Do you see the arrogance? Do you see that arrogance? I see that arrogance today. My kids would never do that. I can't believe your kids did that. I can't believe your pastor said that. I can't believe your pastor. I'd never do that. You see the arrogance? So arrogant. Listen, when someone is overtaken in a fault, you who are spiritual, restore that person. Don't kick him while he's down and say, you no good for nothing, piece of dirt. Right? You pick him up. You pick him up. And you help him or her. not leaving the women. You pick them up and you bless them and you show them grace. Well, when do you stop showing grace? You never stop, God. You never stop. Until we breathe our last breath, we never stop showing grace. You know why? Because showing grace is being like Jesus. Being like Jesus. Here's a good question. Why isn't these people getting it? Why can't they get it? I keep trying and I keep trying. Are you showing grace to them? Are you showing grace? Do you treat them differently because you don't honor them or because they're sinners? You treat them differently just because they're sinners? I'm preaching this morning, church. Amen. You treat them differently because they don't go to your church? You treat them differently because they quit going to your church? Come on, church. Hallelujah. They left the church on the wrong reason. They left the church because on the wrong reason. Well, even if they did, you still show grace. You still show love. You still, listen, it's all grace, church. Everybody say grace. But we want to show law to people when we disagree with them. Are you with me? Law, 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 law. We're not under law anymore, guys. Everybody say old covenant. New covenant. Under the old covenant, man, you had to be perfect. And the children of Israel said, we can be perfect, Lord. We can be perfect. You tell us what to do and we can do it without your help. That's what they were saying. We can do it. We can do it. We can. And this is why Paul said in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it's Christ who lives within me. This is the glory of the gospel. Y'all ready? This is good. This is good. This is the glory of the gospel. When Jesus died, when you became born again, you died with him. When he was buried, you was buried with him. He didn't just do it for you, but y'all did it together. That's called our union with Christ. Yes, buried with him, died with him. Guess what else? We raised with him. Amen. Guess what else we did? We ascended with him. Glory. And this is why we can say we are sitting together in heavenly places. Boy, that's good, that's good, that's good. We are sitting. What, are we standing or sitting? You know why we're sitting? Because the work is done. It's done. And I'm saved. So listen, when the voice of condemnation, how many's had the voice of condemnation come into your life and say, you're not right, you're not saved, you're not perfect, you can't make it, the blood of Jesus wasn't enough for you? Come on, church. The blood of Jesus wasn't enough for you? Listen, the blood of Jesus covers all sins. Everybody say, all. For some reason, us law people have a hard time understanding that, don't we? We have a hard... The Bible says in the book of Colossians that Jesus has forgiven us of how many? All trespasses. All sins. So here's my question. Here's my question. Why can't we live with victory on Monday? Why can't we live with victory on Tuesday? Why can't we live with victory on Wednesday? Why can't we? Maybe it's because we're putting ourselves back under the old covenant, back under law, back under works, and we keep thinking we're displeasing to God, we're displeasing to God. Listen, I can't please God with works. The only way that I'm pleasing to God is through the work of Jesus. Everybody say grace.
Grace.
You say, Pastor, you're against works now. No, I'm not. Let your light so shine before men, right? That they may see your good works. Well, who did he say see good works? Men, people. People need to see your good works. But even my best work isn't enough to save me. Even my best work. That's the reason why I could get involved in the best humanitarian effort that's ever known to history. And it still wouldn't be enough to save me. You're against humanitarian efforts, Pastor. No, I'm all for helping people. But I'm all about going against the motive behind it. You with me? I'm saved all because of Jesus. Here's my question to you this morning. Have you been living under law all this time? Have you been going to church for 30 years, 40 years, and you've been living under law all this time? You say, I've never heard this message before. I never heard this grace. I've never heard grace. It's based on what Jesus did. Yeah, it really is. And you say, now, preacher, you're preaching a greasy grace. You're preaching a grace. He can do whatever he wants to do. Listen, the same grace that saved me is the same grace that'll keep me. And the grace that'll keep me is the grace that will change me. You with me? It will change. And listen, it will change your way of living. I'm telling you. They say, well, great. He preaches too much on grace. He preaches too much on mercy. Well, Jesus is grace, you know. That's who he is. And as you receive the grace of God, everybody say, receive. It's not achieve, it's receive. When you receive the grace of God, get ready, God will begin to start changing you every day and being conformed to the image and the likeness of who he is. Where are we at right now? What's our position? I'm seated in heavenly places with the Lord. No, you're not. You're at Chest 2 Worship Center on Athens Road. Right? On Athens. No. In the spirit, I'm with Jesus. I'm crucified with him. I died with him. I'm buried with him. Hallelujah. I raised with him. And I ascended with him. And nothing can change that. You say, well, I don't know if I feel that or not, Pastor. I don't know if I feel that. It's not based on your feeling. How many times do I have to tell you? It's not based on your emotion. It's not based on your feeling. It's not based on what kind of mood you're in on Monday or what kind of mood you're in on Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, whatever. It is based strictly and purely and sheerly on what Jesus said, the Word of God. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the Word of our God will stand forever. The just shall live by faith. Amen, church. Amen. I do things for God because Jesus made me pleasing to God. There's a difference. And I'm here to tell you, this is the message. This is my point. I said all of that stuff to tell you this morning. Quit living under law. Rules will not save you. You with me? It won't save you, but Jesus will. Rules won't give you the power to walk holy. Rules won't do it, but Jesus will. Law is about behavior modification. Trying to change your behavior. Listen, grace is heart transformation. And when your heart is transformed by the glory of God, listen, you won't even need to read all these rules. Jesus will teach you. The anointing will teach you. You with me? Now, I do believe in the commands of God. I believe in every word that's written in the Bible, in the Word of God. I believe they're safeguards, right? They're guardrails to keep us out of trouble, teenagers. Hallelujah. Are you with me? To keep me out of trouble. I'll put us in together, okay? I won't single you out. Because that's what some of you are thinking. Pastor's singling us out this morning. And to keep the 80-year-olds out of trouble. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. You'll be set free if you get this. If you'll get this principle, if you'll get this truth, that you're not under law, that you're under grace. It will set you free from the opinions of other people. It will set you free from the condemning voice that the enemy brings to you every day. You're no good. You're no good. Kill yourself. What's the use? Why don't you throw in the towel? You ain't nothing. Condemning voice. But once you understand that you're under grace and you're not under law, you understand that you're united. Everybody say united. I want you to get this. United with him. He didn't just do it for you. You're united with him. This is the verse. I quote this all the time. As he is, everybody say this with me. As he is, so am I. In this world. As he is, so am I in this world. Church, I've come to the conclusion, I give up. I quit trying to make myself right with my works years ago. Actually, it was just 2 or 3 years ago. I finally got it. Because I was under law for a long time. But when I understood that when I was under grace, the condemning voices. They still come to me. They still come to me. But I've learned how to turn the volume down. I've also learned this. I've learned how to change the channel. You ever be in the living room with somebody and say, why are we watching this show? Why don't you get the remote and turn it? Right? We're just sitting here, me and Dad be sitting in the living room watching TV. We'll be watching this show for like 15, 20 minutes. Why are we watching this? This is crazy. I don't even like this show. I thought you was watching it. You know what? Some of us are like that spiritually. We just sit there and we just eat junk. Just get junk, consume junk spiritually. And we listen to the condemning voices that come into our lives. We need to learn how to change the frequency. You need to change the channel. This morning, you can change the channel. Right? There's nothing worse than trying to change the channel on the radio button and you can't change it and it's on the worst station ever that you don't like. Ain't nothing worse. You probably feel that way this morning spiritually. You're trying. You want to change the channel. You want to change the frequency, but you're having a hard time. Maybe it's because you still think you're under law and you think you have to do things first in order to be accepted. But Jesus accepts you and then he changes you. You with me? Jesus accepts. Come as you are. What's so hard for us to understand about that, right? Treat people differently, treat them differently, right? They're dressed differently. We don't need. Look at all those tattoos, right? Look at all that. We need to judge. Listen, we are all created in the image of God. You show them grace. You know why? Because God showed you grace through Jesus Christ. Amen, church. Amen. When you leave here today, and listen, I'm going to have this. This is open up here. We kneel, pray. I can pray with you. And maybe you've never, maybe in your whole life, you've never changed the station. And it's always been on that station. I'm nobody. I'm hate. The Lord, the Father don't love me. I grew up in a broken home. I grew up, God, nobody loves me. Why don't you change the station and say that God works all things together for those who love him? Why don't you change the station this morning? I can't change it for you. I cannot turn the channel for you, but you can change it. All you have to do is change the channel and receive of his fullness, grace for grace, grace and truth. All you have to do is receive this morning. Receive what God has for you. Don't miss this. Don't miss this call. You're not under law no more. Come to the cross of Jesus Christ. Come and drink of the water of life freely. It's ever flowing, ready to quench your thirst, ready to meet your need. But you got to be willing to change the channel. Will you change the channel this morning? Let's stand.